Yep. Okay, we'll call the meeting to order with a roll call, please.
All right, so Eric Haslam.
Here.
Paul Maurice.
Here.
Harry Rode.
Here.
Todd Spurbeck.
Here.
And Dick Lape.
Here. Well, please stand, everybody. Salute the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. So thank you again, everybody, for doing this teleconference. I know it's not the easiest, but possibly this might be our last month, or possibly we may need to do one more month. But either way, we'll
figure it out. Is now in the conference.
That was JR saying Marv was arriving.
Keith Albizer.
Is now in the conference.
Keith. Okay. So for Keith and JR, we've opened the meeting, and we're going to start with Judge Needleman. They're talking about opening up the courts, hopefully here pretty soon. So, Judge Needleman, if you go ahead with your requests.
Okay, I just wanted to kind of clue in the town board that the county court was open the other day, and they actually officially opened on May 18th. Okay, and it also, you know, talks about Schoharie County being open. We haven't gotten anything official from the Office of Court Administration, but I suspect we will be open because the county will be open. But there's a few things that they want us to do, and I just wanted to clue the board in. But again, I haven't heard officially, but they still want us to social distance, which means we might have to take some of the chairs out. They want us to mark some of the area, possibly. I'm giving you some stuff that they've had to do with the county court. They say the court facilities will be regularly sanitized. I don't know who's going to do that. They're going to give us hand sanitizer and masks. I guess we'll get that from the county or from OCA. I'm not too sure yet. But I really haven't heard exactly from exactly when we're going to open, but I think it'll be fairly quickly. Hand sanitizers will be available. Okay, one of the things that they talked about is putting up petitions in front of the judge and by the clerk, you know, plexiglass, sort of like what they have at the post office. Probably most of us have seen the post office with the plexiglass. So again, I haven't officially heard from OCA about the town courts, but we've heard from the DA, and she's getting anxious to schedule things. And I just wanted the town board to know that we might be coming back to, you know, request some help in the court as far as the plexiglass and as far as moving, if we have to remove some of the chairs and whatever else we might have to do. Again, I haven't heard officially from OCA that when the town courts will be open, but I suspect it'll be fairly quickly.
Good.
Okay, that's my little take.
Good.
That I wanted to pass on to everybody. And when I get more information, and I know specifically what we've got to do, I'll probably just get hold of Dick and let Dick Lake pass it on to the board. Okay, any questions?
Yep, thank you, Herb. And as soon as you do know this information, then we'll get right over there and we'll do what we need to do, because we want to help you also to get opened up.
Okay, wonderful. And we'll be in touch, you know, as soon as we got something specific. But all I wanted to do was clue you in that it looks like we will be opening soon, and we'll be putting a lot of time in because we've got a lot of scheduling to do from the months we've missed from March and April, and of course part of May even. But okay, we will be in touch, and everybody stay well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Herb.
Bye bye.
So Joan, you're going to give us an update.
Herbert
with the
Needleman.
Rescue squad.
Yeah, I have left the conference.
Joan, you'll give us an update then? Yep, go ahead.
I'm ready. Okay. The number of calls is staying pretty the same, but the transports are down because people, once they figure out what's going to happen at the emergency room, they really don't want to go. We received $2,200 in stimulus money from the federal government through the CARES Act, and we're going to apply for more. We have one new driver and one application pending for membership.
Okay. Okay, good. So the application, once you receive, you can reapply again then, I take it?
Yes, they sent us information on reapplying.
Okay, good. Good, very good. All right, Joan. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All righty.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Joan.
Bye, Joan. Good night now.
Joan has left the conference.
What we'll do now then is, of course, there won't be any privilege of the floor because there's nobody here, so we'll go ahead and do the approval of minutes, and we have minutes from April 29th, 2020, and we'll need a motion to accept.
I make the motion, Eric.
And a second?
Paul, second.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Very good. So we'll go right from there into the reports. Harold, we're going to start with you as far as the planning board.
Yes.
I know. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Go ahead, Maggie.
All right. You're going to go into planning. I was going to say Shane is public. He is here as public tonight.
Yep. Okay. So Harold, we'll go with you. And before we start with that, I just want to, Shane, since you're on, I know you've sent us information and so on. But what I really would like to see, and I hope the rest of the board agrees with this, is that you've been working with the planning board. You have to continue to do that. You have to continue to work with the code enforcement officer. I know a couple things have been asked of you, and they haven't taken place yet, and I really think they have to take place. I think the code enforcement officer has to be up there, has to view with you to hear the noise, and I think the code enforcement officer then has to at least make an attempt to talk to the owners over there. And before this goes any further, I really think those steps need to be taken place. So with that, Harold, if you want to go ahead with your part of the planning board.
Okay. First thing we have with Dr. Lancaster sold a piece of property too, and I can't think who it is. And it was
Walrath.
Oh, yeah, Walrath. And it was something like 542.45 square feet in Richmondville. So we post that over to Cloverskill and put it in with their, so we don't have to have two tax bills and everything else. It would save the people some money. They'd have to have a special hearing onto it, so it wasn't worthwhile. So that's what we've done on that.
Can I just interrupt there just for some accuracy, Harold? It was 576 square feet that's in Richmondville. They are not combining it to the same tax map. They have property in Richmondville and in Cobleskill. They're taking 11-point-something acres into their Cobleskill piece, and they're putting that 576 onto their Richmondville piece, is what I understood.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and then we met with Shane over the phone, and we had quite a long discussion on to it about his, you had the same thing we have, and our main concern was having a public hearing, and do we have enough people? And then after the meeting, we got some from Shane as a moratorium, and a moratorium is probably a little more. We can look more kindly on a moratorium than we would on one there that we have to have hearings, because we do have a lot of people, and I question very would. We do a public hearing over the telephone, but we have no problem with it. But a moratorium probably would be the better way of going it. I mean, this racetrack is a controversial thing, no question about that, and it's going to take a lot of thought in order to have it work.
Harold, where does the planning board stand with the whole issue at this point?
Well, we had quite a discussion about it. And we don't have a problem with it, but we just had a problem with the public hearing. So when he brought a moratorium, it was after our meeting, I'm sure the rest of the planning board would would go along rather with a moratorium than it would for
It has a public hearing to the moratorium, Harold. There's a public hearing that's required for that also.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
I was just going to, this is Harry Rode, I was just going to ask that, Harold, because the way I understand it, it should be a public meeting for that same thing.
Yes, I didn't think about the moratorium that we had to have a public hearing, but if we have to have it, we'll have it. Simple as that.
But
and I'm not sure how to go about that.
Harold, this is Dick. My main issue again is this, is that I know Shane's been good about coming to the planning board and working with the planning board, but I still think early steps need to be looked at, and the early steps need to be the code enforcement going up and having somebody else witness that this noise has taken place, so that, you know, just so that we have that on record. And also, at least the code enforcement, if Michael's there, you can add on to this. He should at least talk to that neighbor and let him know that there's an issue here. I don't know what the planning board thinks about that, but yeah.
They asked him to do that.
Yeah, we did. And it didn't follow through because he wasn't called.
Yeah.
I really need to be called, Dick, because I can't, you know, make a judgment one way or the other. I have to actually visually hear it and see it. And, you know, and who knows, you know, maybe a conversation with the neighbor might cure the problem.
Yeah. I would suggest taking those two steps to begin with. And mm-hmm. I'll leave it up to the planning board, but I would make that suggestion. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm available anytime it happens. Shane can call me. He's got my cell number. I don't care if I'm on Cobleskill time or what. I will take time and go up. I'm there every Saturday, and that's when it seems to be happening. So Shane can just call me because I'm in the village or in the town of Richmondville every Saturday anyhow. And if
Shane,
it's 5, 6 o'clock at night, I don't care.
Yep. And Shane, is Mike correct in that assumption that this is taking place mostly on a Saturday, or does it take place on a Sunday or during the week, or when is it happening?
It's happened 3 times. Twice on a Saturday and once on a Tuesday evening.
Okay.
Yeah. So like I say, just give me a call and I'll come up.
Can I?
Shane, this is Paul.
No. Can I just say, I don't have any problem with doing that. Our concern is, because we have no regulations, let's say the talk doesn't go well and the folks want to retaliate. Now we have to put up with maybe weeks of them doing what they want to do without us having any repercussion for doing anything. We would just have to live with it until we were able to go through the public hearing and all the process to maybe do something on the regulatory end. Whereas our thought was if we did something on the regulatory end, then we're coming in with a position of, hey, you know, you guys, you're not supposed to be doing this within so many feet of somebody else's house. So that's my concern, is if it goes well, I'm happy. You know, if we don't have to do a law at all, I would be pleased. I'm just worried about what if it doesn't go well.
Well, at least just call me when it's happening, Shane, so I can come up and actually witness it. I'll come up to your property. I won't go over to the neighbor, but, you know, just call me so I can come up. I actually have to physically witness it before I can, you know, act on it anyway. Or give any advice.
We can definitely do that.
Okay.
Shane, this is Harry Rode.
Yes.
How far away from your house are they?
It's a camp property, so that's not full time. They're just using it on weekends usually, or at least so far. They just bought it in the fall, and the track that they're developing and talking about developing and been riding on is about 150 feet from our neighbor's back of their house. It's 150 feet from our horse barn, and it's about 300 feet from our back door.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's lap track. It's not, it's not them riding the edge of the property. They're talking about berms and jumps, and you know, they're riding a two-stroke dirt bike, sometimes two or three.
Yeah.
Okay. You said that they're talking about the track. They aren't going to be doing anything with money or anything like that. Like
no, personal.
They were talking about.
This is totally I think it's just personal.
Personal. Okay.
Okay. So I think we'll leave it at that, Shane. We'll get to you get together with Mike. We've got to make these steps, you know, because we have to have these in place, because it's just your word at that point against the other man's word. And if Mike's up there as code enforcement, he can back your word on this. And I think we really have to start with that.
Okay.
And actually, Dick, I have on my phone. I have an app that measures decibels. So.
Okay.
You know, and that can be helpful, too, because remember when the gentleman wanted to do the racetrack? I actually went down there and did the measurements onto it of the decibels from 50 feet away all the way up to 500 feet away, I believe.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, so. If you can watch the video that I did send you, it's pretty accurate, but we'll have Mike come up and listen. But,
hear that.
Decibels is not, it's not really decibels as much as, if you've ever heard a two-stroke dirt bike operating around in a loop, you know, it's up and down. It's the undulating sound that's going on. So, yeah, but if they're here this weekend, I'll give Mike a call.
But and then work with the planning board, and whatever the planning board advises to us, I'm sure we're going to take that advisement and listen to it. So, okay?
Yeah, I do believe, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Harold, Maggie, we were all on the phone. I think the planning board did say the majority of the planning board said they were okay with the recommended law. But if you want, you know, the code officer to hear the sound, that's fine.
Yep. And if they're okay with it, then get a motion and so we can continue on with it then.
Right. We still have to have a public hearing over this.
We got to go through the process. Yep.
I appreciate everybody's time. I will say I am concerned because now we're talking another month and we're going to be into July, and we're the ones that are having to deal with this. So.
Yep. And unfortunately, if this had happened a month ago, we would have been that much ahead of time. No.
Well, as I say, if it goes bad, you know, again, we're the ones that will have to deal with it.
Okay.
You know, we should listen to the other person, too. You know, like Mike's going to go up if he goes up and listens and stuff, and he might be able to go over there and say, hey, geez, you know, this guy here, your neighbors are complaining. You know, can you kind of, you know, not do it so much or whatever? You know, they own the property, so, you know, it's a recreational vehicles. And, I mean, there's snowmobiles that go all hours of the night, and people complain about it, but then they go away, you know? So a real touchy situation, I think, and we need time to look at it.
Yeah. Yep, and Shane has produced our video for us, and we do know there's noise there as far as the video. But again, our code enforcement officer really needs to be the one that this goes through. And then if the planning board makes advisements to us, we're certainly going to look at it, of course.
Yep, very good. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay, so the justice, you already spoke to us.
Shane.
Has left the conference.
Then we have the assessor. She left a written report. And within that written report, so everybody knows, so we have it on record, she states that if there is a grievance, there is a grievance day set, it's been posted. And as long as we do have people there, everything will take place that needs to be taken place as far as distancing with the members of the Board of Assessment Review. And also they're only going to allow one person at a time inside with them, which would be inside the court big room there. So everything, sanitizing will be used, face masks will be used. So everything will be taking place where everything will be, so everything is done safely.
Yep, and that's on May 26th, 2 to 4 and 4 to 7.
2 to 4 and 4 to 7?
That's correct.
So there's no break in between. It's 2 to 7.
2 to 4.
I'm just reading. It's printed on.
Excuse me, I missed it through the sneeze.
Sorry about that, Maggie.
That's okay.
It's printed on the sheet there.
And it says?
Okay. 2 to 4 and 4 to 7.
All right. That's unusual.
Yep. Well, hopefully she won't have any, and that'll be even better.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Okay, I skipped over the COOT officer. We have a written report there. Anything more you need to add on that, Mike?
No, I'm just waiting for the 15th so that the contractors can get back and go to work.
That'd be nice.
Other than just one guy on a job. And one thing I didn't put in my report, I did receive two complaints about distancing, but I referred them to PAWS because the procedure is they go through PAWS, emergency management, and then it comes back to me.
Okay.
So... Okay.
Okay. Very good. All right. Thanks, Mike. Okay,
okay
Maggie,
thank you.
To the town clerk tax collector.
All righty. So, bear with me just a second here. All right. I wrote the letter to Yakino that the board had authorized the purchase of the 2004 Great All, sent it to Yakino, Chris Treader, and Lori Cross, our insurance agent, along with the specifications, as I was asked, had the digital copy of the board meeting posted that following Friday, which I'll do again tonight, tomorrow. Contacted retirement about correspondence they set on two standard of workday record of activities in question, clarified I'd been working with Sarah Henry and we were in the midst of doing it. Sent our ROAs to Sarah Henry at retirement to provide the correct calculations and created the resolution for the standard of work day, which you guys all got, and I will post tomorrow for the 30 days before sending it in. That JR will complete his by the June meeting, and at any time an ROA can be done if an employee feels that their duties have increased since their last submittal. And again, as I explained before, we are behind. My fault, you know, this comes out in January, and, you know, to notify people, and I'm so deep into taxes, but I have now put a big, bold red with highlighted on December 31st to remind me of everybody who has to do it next year. On April 21st, I put the notice under the public announcement on our website that New York State DEC is offering online hunter training classes with all the information, so if you know someone looking for a class, point them to our website. I called Mark at MPB about the broken soap dispenser in the ladies' room. It broke. It was leaking, and then it really leaked more, made a huge mess. He called today, and he asked me to take pictures of the one that's in what we call the men's room, which is the first one, and to match it up. And so I hope to hear back from him sometime soon. And the issue is that the hardware for the soap dispenser in the ladies' room is still on the wall. So we need it to be the same unit so we can replace it. Posted tonight's proposed zoning amendments and resolution under public announcements on the website, again, because tomorrow we'll post this meeting, and so people have something to look at in question of that last conversation. And going forward with our resolutions on the fire truck and standard of work day. Left a note that if they have any questions or concerns or input to contact Supervisor Lape or myself. I gave telephone numbers and an email address. DEC has notified the clerks that they're changing the whole DEC licensing sales program on May 31st, which is going to create some issues for everybody in the clerks world, I'm pretty sure, especially those who weren't open. And while I've been opened, our issue is going to be the county has a very small staff at this point because of the layoffs or whatever they're calling that. And I'm not sure how we're going to get these connections to work. They've always been, you know, we don't have IT people here in Richmondville. And I don't think we're going to be really high on the priority list, but I'm concerned about that, that I'm not going to have a program to sell fishing licenses and that, but I'm hoping I'm wrong, that maybe it'll all work out, but it seems very short notice, and we're in this pinch of not having staffing. And then the final thing is a reminder for Keith that the primary will take place on June 23rd at the garage.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Thank you, Maggie.
You're welcome.
Maggie, a question in regard to that. Are they going to do the sanitizing for that?
Yes.
Are they?
Yes, they are. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. The workers that are there will do the sanitizing, yes.
Okay.
Sarah's sending all that, all the sanitizer, the masks, everything they need. It'll be sent by the county, and probably the same time that they deliver, like a week ahead, the election machines.
Yeah, we do that because the week before we'll go through them, we'll clean all the floors down, and I'll wash them all down the blue, and then whatever they got to do on their end, they can take care of.
Sure. Yep. Exactly.
You're going to wash and bleach? Is that what you said, Keith?
Yeah, we have to throw down the bleach.
All right.
Okay,
people
Keith, you're out
the beach. But it can get an absentee ballot, too, if they wish.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Well, everybody got a notice in the mail, I think, with an envelope that they could send back in.
Yeah, the directions on that weren't very clear, though.
Not at all. No, they did not really give the, they didn't give the choice, don't want to come in because of the pandemic. It was weird one, so I just put out of town.
Yeah, I think the reason they sent it out was because of the pandemic.
But they didn't give it.
Yeah, we wrote that on there. We just said, we sent ours in and said because of the pandemic. Yeah.
All right.
Keith, go ahead.
Okay, J.R. on here?
I'm on here, Keith. I hear you.
Good. I got about a three-hour report, so you hang tight.
All right.
Now, so here a few weeks back, we had a conference call with Cornell Local Program in regard to the CHIPS money, because we were all a little bit concerned of what to do. And what we've all got from that conference was that anything that's pending as of August 1st or done by August 1st, there will be no problem whatsoever. After August 1st, there are no guarantees. So that being said, we kind of ran away from what we were doing with the drag box and dragging it out and, you know, taking most of the summer. And we're doing 1.7 miles on Dodge Rods. We're doing a total base restoration with a double seal on it. And the week of June 1st, they're coming in with a paver, and we're paving 7.4 miles across it. They're giving us 2 weeks after that for the Aaron Stone, so I should have all my paperwork back, all the canceled checks back by mid-July, and have that all in so that no, my CHIPS money will be fully gone. Somebody there?
No, somebody's dog's barking.
Oh, okay. All right.
Somebody
asked
at my door, sorry.
Okay. The other thing that I talked to Dick and Derek about was being we're doing it this way and all our money's going to be spent, we're not going to hire anybody during the summer for mowing. We're going to handle that ourselves and leave that money for the end of the year if you're going to need it somewhere else. We're gonna have a lot of time to get stuff done, and I'll be able to keep a guy right on the mower itself.
Okay. That might be better if you want somebody working that knows that mower and tractor, you know, to begin with, probably.
Well, exactly. It's a brand-new tractor. I'd rather have one of our guys run it and get used to it, familiarized with it.
Yep.
Okay. Todd stopped yesterday. He was talking about the recycle man not wearing his mask. I took him over more masks, and I explained to him he's got to wear them. But I'm really not sure what the legalities are for him when he's outside, as long as he's maintaining a 6-foot social distance. I don't have the power to enforce him, to force him to wear that mask.
Yeah, I came down right after you called me, Keith, and he was wearing it, so that's good.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
The thing of it is, Keith, is that if he's just standing there with no mask on, he's basically can't do anything because you can't associate with other people that are in a congested area like that. There was people there. I had to sit in my truck, and I had a mask. I didn't feel comfortable getting out. He's just coming out with no mask on and standing there like he wants to just socialize. You know, you got to have a mask on. If someone pulls up and needs help getting stuff out of their car and that, he can't do anything. He can't perform his job.
Well, I will just say this. He was told he didn't have to touch any of the recycling.
What happens if a senior citizen comes down there with five or six bags in the back of their truck and the guy's got a broken arm but he can drive? What happens then?
Well, I just know that he was told at the beginning of this pandemic to not help people, just let them go to the bin.
Yeah.
From the board.
His job description says he don't have to help people. He has to monitor the what they're putting into the bins.
Well, up until the pandemic, he was good about helping everybody.
Absolutely.
And I think that, and I believe that when this all started, they all told him not to put his hands on anybody else's garbage.
That was what he was told.
Yeah. Yep.
But again, once we talked to him, he did have the mask on the rest of that day. So I think we just have to keep after him to make sure he does that.
But back to what Todd said about him helping people, the older people, I mean, I guess that's your call, whether you want him to do that. And then if you do, then he's going to have gloves and everything else to do that. And I don't know if we can force him to do that, Dick.
I'm not saying that. I'm just, I didn't say that at all. We've already talked
about it. No. Todd's helping that. People.
But what I'm saying is that even if he's standing there, he should have the mask on. And when I went down yesterday, he understood that, and he was wearing the mask. Yep.
Right. Well, I took him over five or six masks.
Keith, the thing of it is, though, he's supposed to be wearing a vest, high visibility vest. He don't wear that. He was supposed to have gloves. That's all part of the PPE requirement.
I understand that, but who's gonna enforce it? Who's gonna see to it he does that?
Well, then when you get a hold of somebody at the county that controls him, that's his supervisor from the county, and find out what's going on, what's his job classification, what's he supposed to be doing, what's the sense of paying somebody if they're just standing there twiddling their thumbs?
I think that comes back to Dick.
I think we've got it under control, and I think everything is working.
Yeah.
I think we're making more of a deal out of it maybe than there really is. I think things are being taken care of. All right. Anything else with Highway Superintendent?
Not unless anybody has any questions for me.
Okay.
We have
how many hours on the new grade all, Keith? How many hours did you put on?
We've been running all along up until this week. I mean, other than a couple of times there, we had to do some hydraulic lines, and next week we got to do the other side of the remotes and change those lines out. But we've been using every chance we get.
Did you do an oil sample on it yet?
We haven't, not yet, no. No, they changed the oil before they sent it, so we haven't done an oil sample yet. Or an oil change.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, while you were in the hospital, Keith, and Glenn was on last month, Todd had asked after 20 hours would an oil sample be done, and Glenn had said yes.
Well, I don't know about that, because we wouldn't do it until we change the oil now.
Well, I'm just telling you why Todd is referencing that, because there was a conversation.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
That's what I'm saying. Glenn may not have given you that information that he had talked to the board at last month's meeting, and that's what Todd asked.
Well, then I'll repeat it to Keith then. Keith, this is Todd. I'll repeat that what I said to Glenn last month.
Okay.
If you put 20 or 30 hours or so, or even 40 hours on the grade all, we should do an oil sample on it. On the benefit
okay.
of the town, we should do an oil sample. That tells everything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll check the hours of what we put on it since we've got it. And if it's close to the 40 hours, we'll go ahead and draw a sample.
Yeah, fine. That's all we need to do. But we need, on the benefit of the town, we should, the town's best interest, we should do that before it gets
okay.
too far along.
Okay. Well, now I'll make a note of it tomorrow. We'll try to get at that next week then. I wasn't aware of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank
anybody
you.
Anybody else have anything?
That's what
well,
I'm saying.
Keith, thanks for getting ahead on the CHIPS work. Good job.
Yeah, we're trying to knock it out and get it ahead of the schedule and make sure that our money comes before anything happens down the road.
Yeah,
Eric, you're on there. I guess I have an apology to you there, and I'm glad you caught that other voucher in there because that one there was sent over to the town clerks, and Johnny gave it to me, and it was already, all I had to do was just sign it and send it in. I didn't realize there were two vouchers in there.
Okay, no problem.
Okay?
Yep.
I guess that's it for me.
Go ahead, Keith. Anything else?
Are you going to let them guys know about the circulator at the town hall, at the town barn?
Yes, yeah, I got that. Under my supervisor, we've got two things. We've got the soap dispenser that he came up with a price today, and we've got the replace the circulator. So I'll go over both of those.
Yeah, we may want to have him look at the rest of them because it was kind of weird. After he got done, I went into the boiler room, and that was leaking there, and I wasn't sure what was going on, but when he came, we found that for some reason those bolts were loose. But that circulator is all rusted out on the back of it. So we may want to have them look at the rest of them and make sure that they're not doing the same thing.
Okay. All right. Very good. I'll do that.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Keith.
I don't know. Everything seems to be going along pretty smooth. We've got a lot of help from the other towns. We're trying to put it all together and get it all done.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Paul, if you guys are all on the ambulance squad, I'd like to say a special thank you to them. When I called them, they were right there. I appreciate that.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we'll go on. Thanks, Keith. We'll go on to dog control officer. We have a written report. And then we'll go on to supervisor.
Has left the conference.
We have three things. The first motion.
Wait, is this supervisor report, Dick? I missed something.
Yeah, this is supervisor report. So the first motion we have is to sign the Rose and Kiernan contract, which you all got a chance to look at. And it goes from April 24th, 2020 to April 24th, 2021. And it's for the total cost of $32,992.65, which is in the vouchers. So we'll need a motion for the supervisor to sign that contract.
I'll make the motion, Eric.
Okay, and a second?
I'll second it, Harry Rode.
Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, any opposed? Okay, and the second thing is what Keith just talked about, the motion to replace the circulator in the highway facility and pay post-audit. Labor and materials are $368.95. Need a motion?
I'll make the motion, Eric.
Okay, and a second?
Todd, second.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
And I will, when I send that email out tonight, I will make sure that to ask Mark to check all the circulators. And then the third thing I sent out just before, like, quarter of five. Mark had just sent it to me at quarter of five. And it's what Maggie talked about earlier, the soap dispenser. So the cost of the dispenser with labor is $165. I think we should get that taken care of right away. And we would need a motion to
that. That's ridiculous.
I'll make the motion to take care of that right away.
Thank you, Paul.
And, okay. And we'll need a second. Need a second?
I'll second it. Harry Reid.
Okay. Discussion?
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. I would think that we could just screw it back onto the piece that's sitting in the wall.
Well, he's got to get a whole new. He's got to get a whole new dispenser made by that company, and I think you're right. It is a lot of money, and I know it's right. It is a lot of money. But the thing is, whenever they come in, it's prevailing wage, so that's what sets these things up so high. To be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, so then we'll go, anybody else have any other reports?
Dick?
Yep.
Are we going to do that under post audit, too?
Yes, please make that part of the motion. Yep.
Yep.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we do that.
I did it. I put it right in there with you, Paul, since you made that motion. It's under post audit.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. Okay. Any other reports anybody wants to report to?
I sent the information out that the trees will come in the fall.
Yep. Very good. And there's going to be, what was the number of them, like 20 then total, Eric?
Yep. We pay 10 and we get 20.
Yeah, that should cover that area pretty good.
Yep, that'll help. Good start.
So.
Is anybody going to work with Lancasters and ask them if they could help dig holes?
I will. Yeah. I will do that. Sure. Sure. They've been very helpful with us in the past, and I don't think they'll mind doing that, to be honest with you. Yep.
Maybe they would, help us out and buy some of 10 more trees, since it's between their property and ours, you know. Who knows?
Yeah, but the wind comes from that way, though, so it's really affecting us more, I think.
Yeah, but, you know, it's always the only right thing to do, you know. We gave them a break on their taxes for 10 years.
Yeah. Well, if they help us with this, which I think they will, Keith and I will work with him. I'll have him talk to Marty. I'm pretty sure they'll help us out.
Yeah, I'm later. Sure.
If Keith doesn't, okay. I'll go talk to Marty, too. We get along pretty good and talk to him about some additional trees.
Harry, why don't I turn that over to you then? Why don't you work on that with Keith then?
All right, I'll just talk to Marty.
Good.
You know?
Okay, thanks. All right,
I got one other question for you. Do you have any idea when we got to stop doing this teleconference stuff and have a regular meeting?
I'm hoping by next month if we can work it out. I think we're phase one starts tomorrow, and then phase two is 2 weeks after that, and then phase three is like June, let me see. So that would be June 1st, June 14th. Yeah, we might have to do this one more month, Harry, but if we can, if we don't have to, we won't, but we may have to do this one more month.
I was just curious.
Go ahead, Harry.
Oh, I was just curious because this is just a pain.
Yeah. Yep, it is. Yeah, I agree. So.
All right, practicing and wear our mask, you know, and we would be all right, yeah. I believe.
Well, I think when they phase things in, once the courts open, I think the county might be, which would include the towns, might be open at that point too. So I'm thinking as soon as courts open, and we can start thinking about it ourselves, too.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Sounds good.
So old business. Does anybody have any old business? Okay, we'll go on to new business. Any new business? We got resolutions. So the first one is resolution number 23, which is the standard work and reporting resolution. We'll need a motion to accept.
I'll offer it.
Okay. And a second?
I'll second it, Paul.
Okay, all
that
in favor,
Eric,
signify
right?
By...
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Roll call.
Aye.
Okay, roll call. Okay. Roll
yep,
call. Eric Haslin.
Yes.
Todd Spurbeck.
Yes.
Harry Rode.
Yes.
Paul Maurice.
Yes.
Dick Lape.
Yes. Yep. And Maggie, thank you for doing all this work on this.
Much You're welcome.
Yep. Okay,
folks, I'm going to be leaving.
Bye-bye.
Resolution number 24 is expending unreserved funds subject
has left the conference.
Subject to a permissive referendum towards purchase of a fire truck. And as part of that resolution is for the notice to be put by the town clerk. So we'll need a motion to approve.
Oh,
I'll make the motion.
Harry, you're seconding it. Todd beat you.
Okay, honey.
And so JR, are you on board?
I'm still here, Dick.
Okay. So when this, so it's 30 days. So we do we know that when the end date's going to be?
Well, it'll be. I think Maggie's got to get that noticed. So.
Well, it will go into next week. It would go into the 20th edition. Right.
So roughly around the 19th or so of June is what I'm thinking.
Okay, so the 19th of June. Our meeting is on the 11th, so if we have to, then we could call a special meeting, which we will, and because okay. It'll be a week after our regular town board meeting, so we'll call a special meeting then to go ahead then and you know what? We got to do that tonight. We got to do that tonight, don't we?
Well, let me look into the time period on that a little bit more because I got to double check to see if the 30 days starts to run from the day that you pass it, which is today, or if it's the day that it gets published, which would be next Wednesday. If it turns out to be today, if the 30 days starts today, then you would have it ready to go in time for the next meeting.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't. You still wouldn't because it would be 28 days. Because today is the 14th.
Correct.
So, yep. And your next meeting is June 11th.
Right.
So definitely 28 days out.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, does Maggie need to put on there as part of the that's published the day that we're going to have the open to the public?
No, because in actuality, the resolution calls for a permissive referendum. So the resolution that you're adopting tonight sets the wheels in motion to transfer the money, to expend the money, but it's just essentially on hold until the 30 days passes by. Once the 30 days passes by, and if there's no petition for a referendum within that 30 days, then it's all set to go. There's nothing more you got to do.
Okay, good.
It's all set to go.
Okay, good. Good. So this resolution we're passing then gives us the authority then to cut the check. Is that correct?
Correct. It will give you the authority to cut the check. However, it's sort of on pause for 30 days just to make sure that there's no petition. If no petition comes in, then the check can be sent right out.
Good. Okay, good. We don't need another special meeting. Okay, very good.
Correct.
Excellent.
Yeah, correct. Okay.
Okay. So all in favor signify by saying aye to resolution number 24.
Aye.
Aye.
Is that a roll call?
Roll call. Yeah, do a roll call on that. Part of a budget transfer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Is the roll call written into it, or do I need to change that?
It's
in there.
Okay.
It's in there.
So, Todd Spurbeck?
Yes.
Eric Haslin?
Yes.
Harry Rode?
Yep.
Paul Maurice?
Yes.
Dick Lape?
Yes.
And just one question, JR. The last page of that is what I need to publish with the Times Journal, correct?
Yes, you're correct, Maggie, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any other new business we need to go over? Okay.
So we'll need the approval of the town clerk and supervisor reports. We'll need a motion.
So moved, Eric.
Okay, and a second?
Gary, I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And then we have general bills, highway bills, water district, and post audit. So under the general fund, we have claim number 109 through 120 for a total of $34,447.37. And under highway, we have claim number 49 through 65 for a total of $45,304.45. And post audit. We need a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Paul. So moved.
Paul and then Todd, I got.
Thank you.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye.
Aye.
Very good. All right. So I think that concludes our meeting. We'll need a motion to adjourn.
I have one thing, Dick.
Yep, go ahead. Go ahead, Todd.
The governor stated the other night on TV that each county is going to have a committee to, I guess, go around and check to see if businesses are in accordance to what he's stating. Who's on the committee for the county?
That would be the COVID-19 task force.
Okay.
And I actually sit on the oversight committee for that. So they would be the ones, and that includes Dr. Amy Gildemeister, the sheriff, OES, the board chairman, and the vice chairman. And then there's the oversight committee that's part of that also. So that would be the group that does that. Yeah.
Okay, so they'll actually be going physically, traveling around then and checking businesses, I guess, Dick, on that?
Yeah, they will. I talked to Dr. Amy specifically about that at our last meeting, and yes, they that's part of what they have to do. It'll really be part of the health department that does that, actually.
Yeah, okay, that's good, though. That's good to know that, because then they can see some of the stuff that frontline workers are dealing with.
Yep, exactly. Yep, and I'll tell you that Dr. Amy Gildemeister, bless her heart, she's doing a great job.
Good.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
Hold. This is Todd.
A second? Okay.
Second, Paul.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you all.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you. Take care.
Richard, please.
Has left the conference.
Paul.
Has left the conference.
Todd Spurbeck.
Has left the conference.
Marv.
Has left the conference.
Eric.
Has left the conference.
Harold Roeder.
Has left the conference.
Harry Rode.
Has left the conference.
Everybody off the line?